Buffalo Italiana.
Yes. Senator Sparkman on 90.
Hey, Mr. President.
Fine, John.
I just want to make a quick appeal to you. This Alabama delegation ought to be seated. Now, I understand they're on the other side of the fence. Part of them are. A number of them have told me they're going to vote in the convention for you. George Wallace is trying his best to get them kicked out. That's what they want. First of all, the delegation was elected by the people of Alabama. The electors were elected by the people of Alabama. Now, they're not pledged. This is what they're bringing up. They're not pledged to support the nominee either. They're not...
John, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. They want to start a telephone call coming down here, and if I go to mixing in it, I'll be settling every problem they got, and they got so many that I can't settle. Now, here's what they're going to do. We tried to pick the fairest people that we knew to try to give some direction up there, and they up there trying to do it. I don't know. We took this boy, Finney, who's with Mike Maloney for a good many years, John Finney, and he's working with Dave Lawrence now. You've got the problems of the rest of the South. A good many of them feel as strongly about Wallace as they do about Johnson. I mean, they feel that he puts them on the spot when he comes in and says so-and-so. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to say that under the rule you agree to express your intentions to support the results of this convention and to put the electors on the ballot. All of them want to come in on that basis. 50 states, all of them don't, stay out.
Well, the electors will be on the ballot.
That's right. Well,
they are under the Democratic emblem.
Then those that come there for the purpose not of supporting the nominee, but giving him hell.
Yes, but there are no electors over at this
convention. No, I'm talking about the delegates. You see, there are two things you do. One of them, it'd be better if you talked to Dave Lawrence about it, because he knows.
I have.
They're going to be the ones that settle it. He's going to be there. I don't know what their program is other than they told me before they went up there that the lawyers and all of them sat down together and the people that were sympathetic with Alabama and Mississippi that were on it felt that the best way to handle it, say anybody that is willing to comply with what we traditionally do, express your intention. You might change your intention, but express your intention to support the results of this convention and to print the names on the ballot, you're welcome. If you
Now, wait a minute. Under the law of Alabama, the names are not put on the ballot. We only put
I didn't. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's electors.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be on there.
Well, they wouldn't have any problem there. Then the question is...
for any party. They are pledged definitely against voting for any Republican. And they're the one. They were not our people. Lister and I fought them like everything. We tried to elect a slate pledged to you, pledged to the nominee at the convention. We failed in it. Now, a part of this delegation over the convention would be willing to take that. Some of them will walk out. But George Wallace is trying to get them thrown out of the convention. That just feeds that's just more fuel for his fire. And I just don't think if that delegation is thrown out, and this delegation by Billingsley, which is the Negro delegation, is seated.
Well, that's
we
not.
We just haven't got a chance.
I don't. That's not going to be done.
Well, if they're thrown out, George Wallace has got that much more.
Nobody's going to be thrown out. Anybody thrown out throws himself out.
I realize.
He just refuses to agree to go along with the results of that convention.
Sure, I remember the 52 and 56 conventions when these things were developed. I remember South Carolina, Louisiana, maybe one other state, those two. And in 56, when this modified rule was adopted, I was there. George Wallace was there, helped adopt it. But that doesn't keep him from using this as ammunition in his fight. We think we've got him falling some. Doggone it, we don't want him to, I would say, build back up.
But I feel the same way.
If you're talking to any of your people, I just wish you'd tell them.
I told them from the beginning. I'd like to, I wouldn't, 840's and I are taking a general position. We don't want to run anybody out of that convention. We want everybody from Alabama and Mississippi and every Louisiana and every other place to just stay there as long as they can and they will, and we'll do nothing to run them out. On the other hand, you've got these other forces, a good many of them, and we've tried to keep them from seating the Freedom Party and seating the others. We don't know whether we'll be able to do that or not. A good deal will depend on what Mississippi does. We think that if Mississippi says that it's their intention to support the ticket, support the results of the convention, we think that that will give us enough votes to keep from seating the Freedom Party.
Well, and of course the delegates can say that.
Oh yeah, they can say it. They can say it, and they can change their mind, and they can do whatever they want to. It's as loose as a goose, and we think that that's the way. And I talked to Jim Eastland, and he thinks his people are all going to do it.
Well, a good part of ours will, and yet we've got that situation in our state. See, the beauty about Mississippi, they don't name their electors until after the convention.
Yeah.
We select ours in May.
Yeah.
And that's when we hit our fight. But I've talked to Dave Lawrence.
John, it wouldn't bother me a bit if I were boss of the show and had all the votes I needed and I didn't have to confront with the Matt Wagners or the Dailies or any of the others involved, Pat Brown, any of them. Matter of fact, I urged Pat Brown and him to agree to seat the regular Mississippi delegation. He and Pierce Alger and all of them went in and made a fight, and they just ran over them like they weren't there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, I have no objection at all to George Wallace, although some of the Southern governors called me and said he oughtn't be allowed to appear before the convention because he's not Democrat. He's fighting us. He's putting us on the spot. He's trying to destroy us and our states, and you're letting him come up here and appear before the convention. I said, well, that's a convention matter, and I told Southern governors I couldn't help it, but I would be very glad for Wallace sitting there. If he wanted to walk out, I'd put him near a door where he could get out in a hurry.
When we had to walk out in 1948, George Wallace was one of the delegates that stayed fast. He stayed with Lister in that. But I won't tell you, he's giving us 50
days. He sure is. Is he signed up with Goldwater? Is that his...
No, heck no. He's slick. No, what he's going to do, he's going to say, I'm a Democrat. I'm an Alabama Democrat.
Yeah.
Then he'll lambaste the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party. And that gang in Washington, and that includes all of us in Congress, and he just sets them on fire down there. I just hate to see that convention step into his trap. That's what it is. He won't be able to say they threw us out of our party.
Well, I don't think he'd be able to say that, though.
Oh, yes. You don't know him. He doesn't have to stick to the literal truth.
Well, I don't know how we can stop him then. If he's going to lie, all we can do is make
the
fact.
Well, if the delegation is seated, then he can't say it.
Well, the delegation, all of them that reaffirm their intention to support the convention. But I don't think anybody wants somebody seated that's going to try to blow it up, do they? Does Alabama?
No. The only difference is the electors generally are kind of a. They are not. Too bad. In fact, my guess is that those electors, delegates, my guess is that we ought to be able to get half of those delegates anyhow that would take that pledge. But I don't, you don't know.
They don't even sign the pledge or oath. They just say it's we reaffirm our intention.
Yeah, I know.
All of them collectively. And that's what Mississippi, they think, is going to do.
Yeah. Well, of course, that George Wallace has got his minions over there working on them, and it'd be pretty hard to get them as a delegation to do that, but left individually, I think we will. In fact, we're going to get a good share of those delegates voting for you in the convention.
Good. Well, I'll be as sympathetic as I know how to be, because I don't want them run out.
Everybody's talking to you.
I sure will.
Word.
I will, John.
Okay.
Bye.
Waiting.